Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
This is Outcast Radio. I am OCD. Toll-free nationwide, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to email, ocdaustin@yahoo.com. Website is outcastradio.net. All the stories you'll hear tonight and the videos you'll also hear all come from outcastradio.net. And I just got finished updating the website once again. I spend about 4 hours a day on it. So if you want to find the latest breaking news, that's where you need to go. I probably need to talk to a shrink, or maybe I need to go to one of those food anonymous meetings, because my diet lately is anything but. For lunch, I had a salad, and that's it. And in addition, I had 4 protein bars that have way too much sugar in them, and I accidentally ate a large, as they call it, giant carrot cake from Randall's. And so right now, your good friend OCD is a bloated blob. I think the longest I've ever fasted is 3 days. I would love to just stop eating altogether for about a month. Think of the money you would save. Get all those toxins out of your body. I wonder if I could still chew Nicorette. All right, let's get into it, my friend. Lauren Bacall, the smoky-voiced movie legend who taught Humphrey Bogart how to whistle into Have and Have Not, has died at the age of 89, this according to her family. Details of the location and the cause of her death were not immediately available. Her death was confirmed by Robert DeClercq, the co-managing partner of the Humphrey Bogart estate, her daughter Leslie Bogart. No other information was available. Bacall launched her career in 1944 with the movie Bogey and Bacall into one of Hollywood's legendary couples on and off screen. She was actually born Betty Jo Persk, September 16, 1924, in New York. At that time, Bacall was a fledgling New York actress and a model whose pictures in Harper's Bazaar came to the attention of director Howard Hawks, who placed her under contract and cast her opposite of Bogey in the wartime drama To Have and To Have Not. Bogey and Bacall were teamed up in 3 more movies, The Big Sleep, The Dark Passage, and Key Largo. In 1996, Bacall appeared as the meddling mother to Barbara Streisand in The Mirror Has Two Faces, a role in which Bacall received her only Academy Award nomination as a supporting actress. I'm going to say this, and I'm not proud to say this, but I thought she was already dead. I know that's not a very nice thing to say, but there was no malice in that. I really thought she was already dead. And I thought she was older than 89. I figured she probably was over 100. Have you ever experienced that? Somebody famous dies and you think, I thought they were already dead. Or somebody dies like a year ago or 2 years ago, and then it comes up in conversation, hey, did you hear Lauren Bacall died? Really? I didn't know that. When did that happen? And then they just get all emotional. Yeah, I've been on both sides of that, where someone says, hey, did you know they died? Really? When? A year ago? And in this case, I thought she was already dead. I know that's not very nice, but I didn't. I assumed she was already gone. Life is so weird. Robin Williams is in a group facing a higher risk of suicide, older white men with depression. And if you try to create a profile of someone with high risk of committing suicide, one is likely to look like this, according to this article. Middle-aged or an older white male toward the end of a successful career who suffers from a serious medical problem, as well as chronic depression and substance abuse, who recently completed treatment for psychological conditions, or who is going through a difficult period personally or professionally. In short, a person who would look a lot and fit the profile of Robin Williams, 63-year-old actor and comedian who authorities said Tuesday hanged himself with a belt in the bedroom of his San Francisco Bay Area home earlier in the day. According to this article, it is certainly a demographic, middle-aged or older Caucasian, who is more likely to do this, and certainly men with medical problems. If you didn't know, Robin Williams had a heart operation, and he did suffer from heart problems. Men only account for 20% of the suicide attempts, but represent 80% of the completed suicides, almost certainly because they choose more lethal methods, including guns and leaps from high places instead of drug overdoses. And the statistics are pretty staggering. Got a breakdown here. About 30,000 to 31,000 adults and adolescents, teenagers in America commit suicide per year. 28,000 of the 31,000 are Caucasian men. It says men seek much, well, they're less likely to seek any help. Apart from seeking help professionally, men utilize their friendships in different ways. They're less likely to disclose to a male friend that they are struggling psychologically. And at the same time, aging may take a larger toll on the male psyche. Older men who value their self-reliance may find themselves less able to cope as they age, often referred to as being developmentally unsuccessful because they're not equipped to handle the challenges of getting old. And ironically, when depression is lifting or someone is released from rehab or treatment, they are also vulnerable to a suicide attempt. As a matter of fact, we've got the story, the breaking story from the coroner concerning what occurred just yesterday.
On August 11th, 2000.
Hang on.
14 at approximately 11:55 a.m., Marin County Communications received a 911 telephone call reporting that a male adult had been located unconscious and not breathing inside his residence located at 95 St. Thomas Way in unincorporated Tiburon, California. The caller was distraught and indicated at that time that was an apparent suicide due to a hanging had taken place and that rigor mortis had set in. The Sheriff's Office, as well as representatives of the Tiburon Fire Department and Southern Marin Fire Protection District, were dispatched to the incident with emergency personnel arriving on scene at 12 p.m. The male subject, who was pronounced deceased by firefighters from the Tiburon Fire Department at 12:02 p.m., has been identified as Robin McLaurin Williams, a 63-year-old resident of unincorporated Tiburon, California. Preliminary information developed during the investigation by coroner division personnel has revealed Mr. Williams had been seeking treatment for depression. Mr. Williams was last seen alive by his wife at approximately 10:30 p.m. on August 10, 2014, when she retired for the evening in a room in the home. It is unknown at this time when Mr. Williams retired for the evening in a bedroom in his home. At approximately 10:30 a.m. on August 11, 2014, Mr. Williams' wife left the home, believing Mr. Williams to still be asleep. Mr. Williams' personal assistant became concerned at approximately 11:45 a.m. when he failed to respond to knocks on his bedroom door. At that time, the personal assistant was able to gain access to Mr. Williams' bedroom and entered the bedroom to find Mr. Williams clothed in a seated position, unresponsive, with a belt secured around his neck, with the other end of the belt wedged between the closet, the closed closet door and the door frame. His right shoulder area was touching the door, with his body perpendicular to the door and slightly suspended. Mr. Williams, at that time, was cool to the touch, with rigor mortis present in his body and livor mortis positioned appropriately for the position he was located in. The inside of Mr. Williams' left wrist had several acute, superficial transverse cuts. A pocket knife with a closed blade was located in close proximity to Mr. Williams. The pocket knife was examined, and a dry red material was located on the blade of the knife, which appeared...
This is Outkast Radio. That is reality. Some people are complaining about how graphic they got. Well, that's what happened. This is life on life's terms.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Name of this song is David and David. That's the group. And the song is Welcome to the Boomtown from the 80s, I think, maybe around 90. And it's all about Los Angeles and going there, achieving your dreams, but how the dream becomes a nightmare with the drugs, and the sex, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I lived that. When I was 20, and I told you this last night, I moved out to Los Angeles to do stand-up comedy. And I did it for 3 years, somewhat successfully. I was still too young to really know who I was to become. A crotchety old man is what I became. But that environment is very conducive. I don't know how many times I was offered Coke while I was living in Los Angeles. It was almost like being offered a glass of water. So the temptation is everywhere. And I did cross paths with Robin Williams one night when I was at the Comedy Store in Westwood, and he made a surprise appearance and did about 30 minutes of stand-up. Just killed. There were only 8 of us in the club. He was performing like it was Carnegie Hall. And if you go to my website, outcastradio.net, as a matter of fact, since this is a 3-hour show, I don't have to consolidate as much as I used to. We can get a little more conversational. I'm actually going to read the blog to you. And this is from outcastradio.net. It says OCD blog 812, Robin Williams. And it reads, "By now you've heard the tragic news of Robin Williams taking his life. This is one of those stories that hits you in the gut. After the shock and sadness comes the inevitable question, why? We want to make sense out of a senseless act. How could someone who filled our lives with laughter commit suicide? Of course, no one knows the answer, but we still want to understand. After reading his bio, I learned that he started using again after 20 years of sobriety. This fact gave me reason for pause, since I've been sober now for 21 years. I've personally seen people with long-term sobriety go out and try to come back. Rarely have I seen anyone succeed. No one knows the exact numbers, but I've heard the success rate in recovery is 15%. Call it what you will, but most people who are inclined to abuse alcohol or drugs usually don't stay sober. My personal experience has taught me that one of the keys to staying sober is constant vigilance. Our foe is cunning, baffling, and powerful. Back in 1980, when I was doing stand-up in Los Angeles, Robin Williams made a surprise appearance at the Comedy Store in Westwood. There were only a few of us in the club, but you would have thought Robin was performing at Carnegie Hall. By then, my then-wife made the mistake of interrupting his routine to let Robin Williams know that her first name was Robin, too. Mr. Williams proceeded to do 5 minutes of improv based on her benign observation. One of my favorite Robin Williams movies was The World According to Garp. He played the role of a writer overshadowed by his mother to perfection. There will be a little less laughter in the world. Rest in peace, Robin." And you can find that at outcastradio.net. He was one of the great ones, without a doubt, probably the best at improvisation. And when I delve a little bit deeper into what happened, because it's my nature, I just get into all these conspiracies and theories of what might have happened. Apparently, he was having money issues. He was selling a villa he had worth, I think he paid $35 million for it. He was on his third marriage. And if he's sleeping in one room and she's sleeping in another, maybe that would indicate that the marriage wasn't going that well. And in addition, he didn't like the way his career was going. His television sitcom, The Crazy Ones, was just canceled back in May, and he was getting ready to make another Mrs. Doubtfire sequel, and he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to do a lot of the things he was doing, but he had to do it for the money. Apparently, he had money issues, and those two divorces before he got together with his third wife apparently drained his bank account, and I believe he does have 3 kids. And I'm not making an excuse for what he did, but I'm just saying, he fits the profile. I can understand why, especially Caucasian men, maybe in their late 50s, early 60s, are more susceptible to suicide, because even at the age I'm at, myself, you know, I'm thinking, okay, what is your career? Well, there really isn't a career. I'm just living high school right now. I'm getting on the radio, and for the most part, having a good time. I really don't have a career, and I don't really have a goal per se. And I'm glad I don't. Because when I moved to Hollywood when I was 20, 21, I wanted to be the king of comedy. I wanted to be like Robin Williams. I never was. But because my expectation was so high that when I got disappointed by not seeing that dream come to fruition, I really started hitting the bottle. And it got to the point where I had to quit when I was 36 because my life was a train wreck. So Robin Williams managed to stay sober for 20 years. I've been sober 21, and he went back out. people that have been sober that long, when they go out, I very rarely see anybody come back. I once did see a woman with 21 years. She went out, and she came back, and she was a basket case. And I remember what an old man told me once, and this guy had about 37 years of sobriety. And one night he took me aside, and he goes, "You know what your problem is?" And I said, "No, what's my problem?" "You're a tinderbox." "Tinderbox? What do you mean by that?" "You're a tinderbox. You drink now, you're going to die. You've got no resistance." And he's right. If I had a beer right now, I'd be totally lit up and insane. And that, unfortunately, I think is what happened to Robin Williams. After 20 years of sobriety, he went back out. He was in Hazleton last week, or actually last month, and he couldn't handle it. I mean, nobody knows all the circumstances, but it certainly seems like maybe even his third marriage was on the rocks if she's sleeping in a different bedroom and she didn't even know he had killed himself. You know, three marriages and the expectations of Hollywood and seeing your career on the wane, if you put your hope in this world will always let you down. And that's why I kind of straddle it, you know, to be in the world but not of it, because it'll rip you to pieces. Then the question is, would he be a coward for doing that? I don't think so. I don't know what's in his heart. I don't know. I've never been in that position. But unfortunately, Shepard Smith, who should know better with Fox News, made that very mistake. It's buffering. It's still buffering. When was this computer made? Was this the prototype that Steve Jobs put together? It's got a floppy disk in it? Well, anyway.
It gives him a sense of...
Shepard, I was still talking. All right, you can talk now.
Wonder. And I want to quote from him again. "My children give me a great sense of wonder just to see them develop into these extraordinary human beings. And a favorite book as a child growing up, it was The Lion. The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I'd read the whole C.S. Lewis series outside to my kids. I was once reading to Zelda... And she said, don't do any voices, just read it yourself. So I did, I just read it straight. And she said, that's better. One of the children he so loved. One of the children grieving tonight. Because their father killed himself in a fit of depression. It's hard to imagine, isn't it? You could love three little things so much, watch them grow, and they're in their mid-20s, and they're inspiring you and exciting you, and they fill you up with a kind of joy you could never have known, and yet something inside you is so horrible, or you're such a coward, or whatever the reason, that you decide you have to end it."
Shepard Smith went back on TV today and apologized for that. That is going too far. I don't think any of us have a right to say that's being a coward. You don't know until you've been in his shoes. Do you think what Robin Williams did was cowardly? I want to know what you think. 800-313-9443. Your thoughts on Robin Williams' passing, 800-313-9443. And the website is outcastradio.net.
She grew up in an Indiana town, had a good-looking mom. She never was around, but she grew up tall.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
35% of U.S. credit accounts are facing collection agencies. Of that 35, almost 40% are the result of medical bills. Before uninsured friends or family go in for medical treatment, send them to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. No computer tracing, no tracking cookies. They will not go on a list. Privacy matters. Just tell us what you need. Get a quote. Fractions of U.S. prices. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
This is Outkast Radio. I'm OCD. Toll free nationwide, 800-313-9443. We'll start with Linda in Reno. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yes, I'm calling in on Robin Williams. That is terrible. They say he was a coward. No way. This is where real liberty or freedom comes in, you know. That Dr. Kovarsky, do you remember him? Got him into jail and stuff. He was a genius. He got himself out of jail through discovering the Ninth Amendment, what it really meant, and they had to, you know, he enforced it, and they had to let him out. But what also he managed to do is, in Oregon now, you can legally self-destruct. You get some medicine, and you can die from it if you, you know, you probably need a doctor's saying that you have cancer or whatever, and then you can get that medicine thanks to Dr. Kavorki.
What was his nickname? Was it Dr. Death?
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, and they've got assisted suicide in Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you think suicide should be legal?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. Oh, then we would feel so much better. If we have to suffer so much, you know, when you had enough and you want to get the hell out of this hell, you have a right to do with your own body what you want.
So how long have you been hanging out on this planet, Linda?
70 years,
okay. I'm 57. So if you were to get terminally ill, would you kill yourself?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if they take me into a FEMA camp or something like that, I want to have that medicine from Oregon with me.
Now, what if it's not a terminal illness? What if it's just you're sick, but you might get better in a couple months? Would you kill yourself then?
If I don't want to live here, I want to live somewhere else. It's my choice.
Where are you originally from?
Germany.
Germany. And how long have you been living in the United States?
50 years.
Okay, so you've been here a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the FEMA camps are coming soon?
I hope not. Yeah, well, I've seen the pictures and everything, you know. And they're going to do something with it, but it looks like they're going to use it for Ebola now, you know.
That wouldn't surprise me that would be the false flag. Maybe not this time. I really think, and I want to get your impression on this, I think what's going on right now is a dress rehearsal. I think what they did was they tried to figure out if they could mobilize everyone in an appropriate time and space, and now that they've had a dress rehearsal, they know that they can pull it off.
Yeah, they're trying to pull it off for so many years now, 50 years, come on. Ever since John F. Kennedy got assassinated, those bastards got out in power. Okay, anyway, I got to like to tell you about the Ebola. You take 50,000 EUs or whatever that is on vitamin C, and because that Ebola virus eats up your vitamin C in the body, and you have only 2 or 3 or 4 days before you die, you know, 90% supposedly. But if you take every 2 hours 10,000 milligrams or so from vitamin C, then you can totally survive that. That is the antidote. And it's from Jim Stone.
And what is the name of the company again?
No, the guy who...
Oh, the guy who...
Yeah,
okay.
Jim Stone Freelance.
Okay.
.com.
What about nanosilver? I've heard that
works. Yeah, he writes about that too in there. I've taken colloidal silver for years. I have my own colloidal silver maker in my distiller and all that. And it's good for bacteria. It's good for many things. But like 2 years ago, I had a really bad cold too. Or was it a year ago? Yeah. And really bad. And I took colloidal silver every 2 hours and grape seed extract and stuff, and then MSM from this doctor in Africa. Anyway, so it and yet I had it for a week or two. It wouldn't go away fast. If I had taken more vitamin C, probably only 3-4 days. But lots of my friends, they ended up in the hospital.
Really?
Over it, and they didn't have colloidal silver, so it does a lot too, you know.
I'm curious, are you married?
No.
Are you a widow?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of? Is he... What, are you trying to put a pillow on his head? What are you doing, assisted suicide there, Linda?
He died in 2001 already.
Oh, okay,
A long time, yeah.
I've noticed that women really don't get remarried, if their husband dies. Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's good to live together. Who needs a marriage license? Who was that a half an hour ago who talked so wonderful, energetically about not voting? I never voted in my whole life, never, not once.
Well, I said that last night on the show. I the only time I ever voted was in college, and I voted for Jimmy Carter only because my roommate told me to, or he wouldn't give me any more pot.
And I campaigned for Ronald Reagan in Santa Cruz in 1979.
Really? I had a chance to see him in Medford, Oregon, give a speech on the tarmac.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a small world. I've been to Reno, and it's what do they call it, the biggest little city in the world.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, Linda, I enjoyed the conversation, and you have a terrific evening.
Same thing. Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon. So the question, Shepard Smith brought it up, and I'll just ask you. He said in that report that what Robin Williams did was a cowardly act. Do you agree with that? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm not going to sit in judgment. I don't know. I mean, who knows what was going through his mind and what's going through his heart. I just, you know, even if that thought ever crossed my mind, and I get depressed like everybody else, like when I look at seeing how many people are actually listening to the show. It's the same as not drinking. One of the meditations talks about look through the bottle and see where it takes you. Just don't think about the pleasure you're going to get from the alcohol, but think about the repercussions. Waking up in the morning and you don't have any money. You're hungover. Your wife wants to know where you are. And your boss is saying, why is he late again for work? You know, but when we're drinking, if you're like me, you didn't think about that kind of stuff. Well, that's what it tells you to do. And I think it's the same thing here. You know, maybe he didn't think it through. He's got three beautiful kids. You know, that is reason enough alone to not kill yourself. And so what if you lose all your money? Big deal. You got your family. I don't know, maybe it's all the marriages that does it to you. He was on his third. Apparently he was sleeping in a different bedroom than she was. She didn't even know, I guess, till the morning. So they each retired to their own quarters, their own room. Most married people don't do that. At least ones that stay married. Maybe they were having a fight. Who knows? Nobody knows. But what I do know is that he had three beautiful kids. That's reason enough not to kill yourself. I mean, the heartache you're going to cause your family. I can see how some people do say it's a selfish act. But I think overriding all of that is just the pain the person must be suffering. They just don't feel there's any alternative. They just need some break from the constant pain. I made mention of this a week ago. I went to, you already know about me. Well, I went to a meeting, and next to it was an FA meeting. And all my years, I never have seen this. I didn't even know what FA is. So I asked someone, I go, well, what's this meeting across the street here? And they said, FA? Yeah. Oh, that's Food Anonymous. Food Anonymous? Really? I mean, I've heard of overeaters, but only in America could they have a 12-step program for people that eat like pigs, like me. I mean, I just pounded a half a pound. How much was that cake? 12 ounces? And then I followed it with a protein bar because I want to stay in shape. You know, only in America do we come up with a 12-step program for gluttony. I'm sure kids in Africa are going, you're going to meetings for what? Let's talk to Fred in California. Hello, Fred. How are you?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. And I'd like to raise a glass of milk to that your last caller, that very young German lady of 70 years.
Yeah, she's a sweetie. I'll tell you what, Fred, we're coming up against it. Can you hang on through the break?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll get you on the other side. Fred is up next, followed by Matt in Missouri. This is Outkast Radio. Check me out at outkastradio.net.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alrighty then, this is Outcast Radio. I am OCD, 800-313-9443. Shepard Smith of Fox News said that what Robin Williams did was a cowardly act. He then went back on television and apologized. Do you agree with his first statement? Was that a cowardly act? Back to Fred in California. What do you think, Fred?
Oh, absolutely. It was terrible that he judges. I'm 68, and, you know, you get to a point in your life where you cast the first stone better question themselves, you know? And to judge other people is such an isolating thing for this person to do this. First off, we all are so much alike. We're programmed 99% the same. What remains is our experiences as growing up. But we need to show compassion and understanding. And it's really, really enjoyable not to judge other people. You find yourself wanting to do it at times. But when you don't and you just put yourself in their position, you know, when you accept the fact that we are all capable of doing the most horrendous, awful things to each other. And yet, at the same token, we are so capable of being so loving and nourishing, especially to our children and grandchildren. And we hold this in ourselves. We have a choice of what we can do. I could be one of these people that are welding a club and going after people at another area of the world or whatever. It just, it comes down to choices, but we all have the capacity to be a Hitler or whatever, you know? So be careful when you judge, because, but anyway.
I just wish somebody had a few minutes to just talk to Robin before he did it and said, you know, what about your kids?
I know.
And I just wonder if he was on some sort of antidepressant, because it seems like a lot of people that go over the edge are on these pharmaceuticals, and we don't know that yet.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Dan, though, is your producer. I've been in pain since 87. I've had 5 back fusions. I was in blackout pain from 2000 to 2012. I was down to 130 pounds. I read history to get away from my pain after the trade towers dropped, and that's what got me to RBN Radio finally. I'm a talk show activist, and I've been in pain horrendously. I was on 27 meds at one time. I've gotten off methadone 3 times. I've been on fentanyl, OxyContin, and then all the psychotropic drugs, anti-seizure drugs. And for 12 years, we would empty, every January 1st, we would empty 4 shopping bags of empty refill bottles into the trash can. And I'm talking to you today. I'm not taking any of those pain medications, and I have found alternatives. And I wanted to check out a few times because I was in pain. I really did. But I had kids. But I got off all the antidepressants 2 or 3 months ago, and I'm not depressed anymore.
Isn't that ironic? You know, when I watch those commercials on television, they say some of these side effects include suicide, and I'm thinking, you're taking a pill to prevent depression and suicide, and a side effect is suicide? Why on God's green earth would you ever take that pill?
Well, that's true, and no one out there knows the long-term effects. And so I've done a lot of studying for alternatives, and I would like to contact you through your website, and maybe we could work out something where we could do a show on chronic pain, because I hit the American Medical Association's approach and Big Pharma head on, and I almost died 2 or 3 times because of it.
Well, I don't, you know, outside of the Nicorette and drinking coffee, that's it for me. I believe that all they want to do is continue the illness, because if you get well, they don't make any money, Fred. I got to cut it there, but check out the website. It's outcastradio.net, or email me, and maybe we can get you on for a longer, extended period of time and talk about all these drugs and what they're doing to us. It's ocdaustin@yahoo.com.
I have a lot to offer your people in chronic pain out there, and a lot of shortcuts.
I want to hear it. Yeah. Contact the website, and maybe we can set up a time for you to actually come on, because I'm always looking for folks to come on, especially after 11, for extended interviews. Otherwise, we have to play in a God of the Vita. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Hello, Matt.
OCD. Man, am I glad that you are in this time slot now. During the day, I work, and I'm in and out of the truck, and I miss a lot. But you being in this slot now is awesome, because I can kick back and relax and enjoy a cup of coffee on the way home and listen to your show. You do a good show.
Thank you.
Man, the whole thing with Robin Williams, it does kind of set me back a little bit. I've known 4 people in my life, some pretty close, a couple just kind of acquaintances, but 4 folks that I've known have committed suicide. And it's, in every case, it looked to me, from the outside looking in, as extreme either depression or hopelessness. And I'm not going to say Christians don't commit suicide, but I've been in the same circumstances as all 4 of those people, and I've been pretty down. And I don't think it's a matter of cowardice, because it takes a lot more guts than I have to actually do that. I don't think I would have the guts to, you know, swallow the pills, pull the trigger, whatever it takes to do that. But I don't think it's cowardice. I think it's extreme hopelessness.
That's what I think it is. I agree with you. I think the desperation and the pain gets so great that any relief would help. And maybe the thought is, if I just put a bullet in my head or however I want to take myself out or hang myself, at least this pain will go away. I don't think it's so much a question of selfishness. I just think the pain becomes overwhelming, and I've never been to that point.
Well, I was waiting to talk to you. One verse of Scripture popped into my head, and it was, "We grieve not like other men who have no hope."
And that ties into the expectation, Matt. I really think a lot of it may have to do with Hollywood and the expectation of Robin Williams, and he couldn't live up to it anymore.
Absolutely. Anyway,
well, I want to hear that Scripture. I want to hear the Scripture. Give it to me.
Oh, that was it. Well, where Paul was talking, Paul said, "We grieve not like other men who have no hope."
Okay, that's a good one.
I can't tell you exactly where it's at because my memory's not that great.
I'm not that good at it either, believe me. Have a great day, Matt.
You too. Take care, bud.
Appreciate you being out there. I just have a hard time with the term coward. And like he said, you know, it takes a lot of nerve to do that. I just think the pain gets so overwhelming. But I lay a lot of this also with the pharmaceutical companies. These drugs, especially in Hollywood, and side effects include suicidal thoughts. If you have suicidal thoughts, contact your doctor. I love the way they just absolve themselves from all of it. Every commercial. I mean, if you have a problem getting wood, and if you have wood for more than 4 hours, please call a doctor or a carpenter. Is that really a problem? Or is that just something you want to talk about on Facebook? You'll never guess what's going on in 4 hours. I just think when certain things don't work, you just need to throw in the towel. It's God's way of saying, you know, you've had enough. You've had 3 marriages. You've lost all your stuff 3 times. Stop it. See that piece of pie over there? That's a good-looking piece of pie. That's right. This is God. Go eat that custard pie and don't worry about that woman. Were you with us this afternoon, Dan, when that guy walked by with the Asian chick? This is pretty funny. About 1 o'clock this afternoon, I'm standing outside. I guess it was with Sam and John. And this really fat white guy is walking across the parking lot. And he's holding hands with this super hot, smoking Asian chick who weighs about a tenth of what he weighs. And he's looking at her, and he has that look on his face like, she really loves me. Yeah, sure she does. Long time. $50. Stupid, man. The vanity. And you take a guy like Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys. He just got busted a couple days ago, photographed with a stripper from a few years ago, allegedly. But he's had the eye tuck, facelifts. Look, if you're a guy and you're in your 60s and you're getting a facelift, what the hell, man? Go get a piece of pie. Enough already. You've given away your stuff 3 times. Knock it off. This is Outkast Radio.